Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 will be that call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call, as always, I ask you, email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You hit me, I hit you back. We can talk a taste on whatever. Social networking. Go to the Facebook Smooth Drama page and add me. As always, I welcome all stalkers. I'm talking to you stalkers who I add to the group and who I add as a friend who don't say hi. I'm always going to talk about you till somebody says hi to me. If you don't say hi, I understand. You know, you're getting your stalk on. It's subtle. I don't even notice you. Even though I added you, I don't even notice. All right. That was different. Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah. I guess the stalkers didn't take well to me, talking about them. So I'm sorry, stalkers. I love y'all. Please don't cut me off the air any longer. Anyway, Google Smooth Drama. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back, and we can converse. I'm a nice guy like that. But my NCAA tournament challenge, it's not going that way. I will admit, I thought I was hot stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of last place right now. I'll admit to it. And for that person who's in first place, who may or may not allegedly have sired me, don't get comfortable. Yeah, you're at 88% and I'm at 25%, but if you're listening, that means nothing. It's only 60%. It means there's a chance of coming back. Anyway, speaking of coming back, I keep coming back to this topic because I can't believe it is happening. An engineer created a sex robot that needs to be romanced first. It's called Samantha. And Samantha is equipped with the latest advancements in artificial intelligence. Samantha responds when the user touches her hands and hips by saying positive statements like, "I love this," and "nice and gentle," in her nice voice. Apparently she has different modes of interaction, and she's romantic, she has family, and she also has sexy modes. And apparently she likes to be kissed while putting his finger in her mouth. Yeah. And she responds to the G-spot and also the breast. She also responds to the hand. And apparently she's programmed to want romance first, then get comfortable before getting sexual. And apparently she has a final sexual mode, which the objective is to give her an orgasm. Wow. I thought that I had seen it all. You know, we talked about there's a sex doll brothel. I thought, okay, you can't get no weirder than that, right? I mean, you have a robot that needs to be romanced. Wouldn't it be just better to have the woman romance the live woman? See, but I guess there's no arguing. It's just you have to do the right thing. You have to rub her the right way and kiss her and rub her on her lips, and then you can give a robot an orgasm. This is just hurting my heart more and more. I don't know. It is beyond me at this point. We are, Ms. Drama, I know you're not listening, but if you just happen to listen, I bow down to your infinite wisdom. Yes, apparently men are trying to get rid of real women. Apparently in this new age, we want sex robots that we can rub and who will get warm. They will warm up to us and want to be freaky and be romance, and will say all the good things that we like to hear. Apparently, that's where it's at now. Man, I guess I'm just gonna move on, cause I have no other words for that. No other words. I mean, real flesh is just not appealing anymore. But I'm gonna talk about something that we're really all more interested in: threesomes. Threesomes. I'm gonna talk about. Smooth Drama gonna talk about threesomes. Y'all ready? Y'all sitting down? You ready to get all hot and bothered? Okay, here we go. Britain's Newcastle University says that scientists have received a license to create babies using DNA from three people. And this is the first time such approval has been granted. The license was granted by the country's fertility regulator on Thursday. So now, we can be like dogs. And I think maybe cats too, where you can have like two or three different kids, two different people, DNA. So I'm guessing this is more for like same-sex people who want to have a child, but they want to be DNA sequenced into the match so that the kid kind of matches them. It's kind of funny, because it's a threesome. So, I mean, it's gonna look like either the two fathers and the woman. I don't know how that goes, but it's just gonna mix it all in together. It's gonna be like a human smoothie that we call these kids, like smoothies. I mean, this is where we going. I mean, it's getting hot and heavy. Yeah. Or two women and the guy. So your child is going, it looks like her, and it looks like her, and I guess it looks like him. But don't worry, you ain't never going to meet him. He signed that agreement. He's far, far away. Yeah. There you have it. Threesome. License in the UK. Coming to a state near you here in the United States. Y'all know it's coming, right? It came. Was it good? Was it real good? No? All right. That was a bad joke, but it was actually a good one, I thought. You know, I'm one of them guys that think that kind of stuff is good. But that's just me. Speaking of which, since we're talking about threesomes and kids, you'll be happy to know. The IRS granted a satanic cult tax exempt status. There's a satanic cult that has sponsored an after school Satan club. The nonprofit is called Reason Alliance and is based in Somerville, Massachusetts. And it operates in the state of Washington as the Satanic Temple of Seattle. Apparently, the group has a goal of establishing Satan clubs in public schools throughout Washington and districts which have similar clubs operated by a Christian-based group. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, there is an after-school Satan club at Point Defiance Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington. And they are tax exempt. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a proposal. Y'all hear me out before you say, nah, dude, you crazy. Hear me out. If we put religion behind anything we want to do. I mean, you know, there's the Church of the Jedi. I mean, there's obviously the Satanic Temple of Seattle. We can say we worship whoever, whatever, however, and we can get tax exempt. I'm just saying, it's about tax time, right? I know y'all tired of paying taxes like I am. All year they take money out your pocket, and if you make a certain amount, they dig into your pockets a little bit more. Thousandaires I'm speaking to. Y'all know who y'all are because you're listening to me, because I doubt I have many millionaires or billionaires listening to me. But to the thousandaires who are listening to me, let's think about it. We can make this money. We can establish the church of smoothness. I don't know. I'm open to suggestions on names. I'm sure y'all can come up with some interesting names. You got a name of our future church. And I'm looking to fellowship with all of you guys. Please, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Hit me up with some creative names. I don't think I want to be a part of a satanic church. I'm just saying we can call ourselves something, and I can be a pastor. I can have associate pastors. The internet church. We can because it only took them tax exempt status in 10 days. So if we act early enough, hey, if you haven't done your taxes yet, we can go ahead on and bust that out. 10 days. We get it together by next week. Get apply for nonprofit status and say that we are the church of whatever name we choose, because we can choose that name next week. Then boom. We're on the road to tax exempt status. Who's trying not to pay taxes this year? Raise your hand. Come on. You can do it. It can happen. I'm waiting to see them emails. Shoot a brother them emails. I want to read off some names. Smooth Drama and SmoothDrama.com. Come on, this is our chance. I know y'all tired of giving Uncle Sam that money. I know patriotism is at an all-time high right now, apparently. We're all loyal citizens of the United States. But if you could be tax exempt, you know, your faith. We're talking about your relationship with God. Just saying. God wouldn't want you to pay taxes. It was like that one guy talked about who God wanted him to be rich. God does not want you. God wants you to be tax exempt. That's what I heard. That's what I'm hearing. Anyway, if you're in Tacoma, Washington, and you don't have nowhere to take your kid, Point Defiance Elementary School. They have an after-school Satan Club. Look them up. Anyway, I'm getting off here. I need a break. Oh, this is Gangstar Above the Clouds.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hope for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure of which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness, a blaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the word, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious teacher, narrator you select. Accompanied by Jack plus the DJ you respect. 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in their airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp babes, heavenly prey, the dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, rain it down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally smart. Triple extra large, wow, like rock stars who smash guitars. Point the bars from the guards, but holes in your mirage. You catch the charge, take them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky to cloud my sofa. Stare like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Move it up, to the fire with the fire, the burning truth.
Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, rain it down, holding it down. Above the clouds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, rain it down, holding it down.
down.
Is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I'm like soliciting. I'm soliciting. I got the mini skirt on. I got the heels on. I'm on the corner. I'm on the internet corner soliciting. I'm like, don't make me raise my skirt. Be ugly. I know if y'all can imagine it, because I can't, but I'm saying it. It's like what they call those adjectives. It's a metaphor. Anyway, I want to hear from y'all. In the meantime, speaking of hearing from you, you know I hate on haters. I have my hater of the week. And got an extra special hater of the week already. But I still hate on haters, even though I'm a hater. It's a weird conundrum that I live inside in my head, right? Because if you listen to me, you know I hate on an inordinate amount of things. But I hate haters. But I'm a hater. Speaking of, as a Canadian photographer and so-called comedian who admits to posting explicit images of women along with their names on an internet forum called 4chan. Now, the dude goes on to say that, yeah, he admitted doing it, but he didn't do it for malicious intent, which they call in Canada doxing, spelled D-O-X-X-I-N-G. And we're going to put his name out there. Ren Ballistar, or however you pronounce it, he's a sucker. Either way you pronounce it, Ren Bostelar, whatever. He's no good bastard. He apologized for his actions, but said the photos had already been posted elsewhere on the net by the women themselves. They're investigating, Toronto police are, but no charges have been made. And the allegations were made on social media by several women who claimed they were contacted by men after their photos and details still appeared on 4chan. Now, my thing is this. You know, he's talking about the photos had already been posted elsewhere on the net, but you put them somewhere else and you put their names. You put their names. And it's like, I have special feelings about this. We know it may or may not happen from time to time where adults may share digital tomfoolery. They may engage in some digital pornographic fisticuffs. It's all fun. And as adults, we should be able to handle that. And you know, you hear people talking about handling your liquor. I'm asking the fellas. I mean, because one, they talk about the Marines, how the Marines put their fellow Marines naked pictures out there, and it's supposed to be funny or whatever, degrading. I mean, if a woman is nice enough. And I don't know how many times I can say this, but I'm going to keep saying it. And fellas, if you're listening, please, please take heed of this. If a woman is nice enough to share all that goodness with you, all the way down to the essence of their beauty, why would you hate on that? Where is the joke in that? What's funny about it? It's like you see a woman, you see her precious gifts that she's displaying for you. She wanna share it. Just you see it and enjoy it. You ain't gotta do nothing else to it. Don't step on it. Don't step on it. You know, this is the kind of cocaine you ain't supposed to step on. It's that digital cocaine. You supposed to just sniff it, just bask in it. Just whoo, that was good. And just praise the sunshine. Let it go. I'm tired of these haters that's hating. I mean, you make it bad for those of us who actually can appreciate a woman's body at its essence. Just praise the sunshine. You don't need to do nothing else. Why you want to step on the sun? We don't need no tanning salon. I.e., if you already can see it and it's beautiful, you don't need to go nowhere else. You don't need to, oh, I'm going to copy, paste it, put names up. I mean, why? You see it, just enjoy it, and let it go. Put some respect on the woman's body. Dang, just love it and let it go. I'm just saying. It makes sense, right? At least I thought it did. But I could be wrong. You know, I can talk about something more important, you know, to all my homies down there in San Diego, especially my beer-loving homies. Yeah, go out, crack a brew, happy hour. You was happy you saw the sunshine. You praise it. If you go to the San Diego Stone Brewing, which is the nation's ninth largest brewery, you'll find that they have unveiled a beer made with treated sewage water. Not that that's a big deal. Not, by the way, if you've had a pale ale called Full Circle, you have had that. Now, it's no biggie. Because you figure our water has been stepped on so many times, right? It's all treated, right? So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But, you know, they're saying that the Full Circle is... They made 5 barrels of the beer using the water treated at the city's pure water demonstration plant. San Diego officials are hoping to purify enough recycled water by 2035 to handle 1/3 of the city's drinking water supply. And bam, that's where your beer is coming from too. Now, I don't say it to be a joke, because hey, if the water in San Diego is clean enough to make good beer, you know, I'm guessing there's some people in the Michigan area who'd be very appreciative of that. They probably like, yeah, shoot us some of that beer. They probably will want some of that beer coming out of their shower as opposed to what's coming out of those pipes now. But I digress. I'm just saying. So if you've had that pale ale called Full Circle, let me know. You're a San Diego resident. You know anybody that's had it? Ask them what it tastes like. I mean, we talk about golden showers. We've heard about golden showers, and maybe you could be drinking your golden shower. And you're all Gobies. That's just bad.
I'm gonna get on something. I'm gonna get on something else. Y'all see how I'm just going back and forth on all kinds of stuff. It's bad. I want to talk about serial killers. Y'all all know and love serial killers. Serial killers apparently make the world go around. There's a serial killer in Kentucky who he's asking the Supreme Court to overturn his conviction. Just disregard the fact that I'm a serial killer and that I have killed several people. You know, now we're talking about Larry Lamont White. He killed three women in the 80s. And so the case went cold until a few years ago when a jury found him guilty in the rape and murder of Pamela Armstrong. Attorney Susan Jackson Ballier believes that the jury that convicted White of rape and murder in 2014 was led to dislike him from the start. Now, in my experience, and it's my humble experience, I always thought that serial killers just weren't liked. It's just one of them things like, oh, this the dude that killed all them girls. I like him. I mean, and people don't generally say that. Maybe in your town, that's it. apparently in this town, Ballier said jurors were presented with gruesome photos and details of White's first two murder convictions, and that the exploitation of previous crime evidence violated White's right to due process. It was blown way out of proportion by allowing prosecutor to argue it was genocide, Ballier said. And she said the prosecutor wanted jurors to believe that White's crime had a signature. Now, here's another point. According to Ms. Ballier, Ms. Armstrong has similarities to Deborah Miles and Yolanda Sweeney's killings, but they were not peculiar similarities. Certainly, shooting someone in the head was not peculiar at the time in West Louisville. Now, she's not saying he didn't do it. She's just saying, well, hey, just because he raped and killed the women the exact same way doesn't make it a peculiar similarity. I'm not laughing because someone's dead, because obviously it's horrible that someone's dead. I'm laughing because she actually let that come out of her mouth. And it's like when you watch Congress in senatorial proceedings in other countries, somebody say something stupid, somebody comes out and they clock them, they slap them or whatever. I'm like, where was the person to slap the shit out of this woman? I don't advocate violence against women. I don't. I'm just saying, maybe another woman would be like, Miss Ballier, shut the fuck up. Are you serious? It was blown way out of proportion. They had similarities, but they were not peculiar similarities. He just shot them in the head after he raped them all. And so, yeah, he's asking to overturn his conviction. Because, yeah, I killed them all, but hey, it wasn't as bad as they said it was. That's his argument, basically. I killed them all, but it's not as bad as they said it was. It was not genocide. It was just murder. It's different. It's different. Murder, genocide. Genocide is the murder of a lot of people. He kind of murdered a lot of people. And even though Balyai was listing differences between the cases, location and time of day, he still raped them and killed them. That's rape and murder. I don't know. If I rape and murder multiple people, that does make me a serial killer. Now, whether we want to call it peculiar, similar, whatever, it's murder. Why am I even talking about this? Hell, it's the fact that he wants to get off and she's working to get him off. Now, there are a lot of injustices in the world. When are we celebrated for working hard to free folks that are evil people? I mean, you when you hear this case, what says this is a dude that needs his conviction overturned? Not that he's innocent. Oh, he wasn't there. No, that doesn't come up. They made him out to be a special monster when he was just a monster. And I guess that's the difference. Special monster, monster. Monster, special monster. What is the difference? Oh, I can tell you the difference. Somebody's dead. Not coming back. Ever. But according to attorney Susan Jackson Balyai, she worked hard. Apparently, if you want a attorney that's going to work for you, she's the one. She's going to work real hard, especially if your ass is guilty. She's going to work really hard. I just wonder, would they work that hard for somebody that was innocent? It's just crazy to me. Almost as crazy as Bill Cosby. He's like, their lawyers are hoping to pre-screen potential jurors to weed out those who may have bias against him. I mean, it's like, basically, Bill Cosby, who the majority of the nation knows, wants people not on the jury who wouldn't have any bias against him. I'm like, wouldn't you have to pick a bunch of people who are like, 21 and have never watched the Cosby Show? Probably live in Montana, North Dakota, Massachusetts, places, Delaware, places where they probably don't show the Cosby, not that they show the Cosby Show on TV anymore. I'm guessing that's an indication it's done. But the fact that he's like, I'm gonna find some jurors that are not biased. It's like, everybody knows you. And anybody who actually goes to the jury summons, and you know, those are people who actually have nothing better to do. The young people who don't know you, they're not on the jury. because they all called out. They made an excuse. I got to take care of my mama's carrot farm or whatever. Bill Cosby. Special, special predator. I don't even know what to say on that. It's just, it's really sad that it's come to that. And I mean, him fighting to say, hey, well, I guess it was important to him to clear his name on some of them. Like, yeah, I raped them. I didn't rape you. You know, his whole argument there. I don't know. I need to be in a good mood. We just gonna go on break here. This is Snoop Dogg. Drop it like it's hot. I'm feel like I'm gonna crip walk for a minute.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best because I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. Yeah. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. A phantom, exterior like fish egg. The interior like suicide, what's red? I can exercise you, this could be your fizz egg. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his head. Killer with the weed, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like you're chilling in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear, fucking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my figures up, they ain't gonna pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4D and think before you fuck a little skateboard key.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best because I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S C and double O P D go double G. I can't take it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, and I get live. So don't change the bezel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pickle, the dizzle, and the shizzle. G's to the biz back, now ladies, can we kiss her?
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
If a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best because I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now stop that. Submit shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this mother music we crept to. Subscribe, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get low.
When the
pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if it get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best. Cause I got it going on.
Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Snoop Dogg. Drop it like it's hot. I tried, almost got to the ground, but you know, I can't let my booty touch the ground and get back up. It's just not in me. If you can do that, please send me a video. I would greatly appreciate it. No, actually, I'm not playing. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I appreciate your emails, comments, and concerns. They all move me. They make me feel esoterical. Oh, okay. Anyway. Groundhog Day. Y'all know, every show I gotta do a Groundhog Day that shows oppression that happens every day. It happens so much that we're just like used to it. Like, you know, yeah, that was supposed to happen. Like, oh yeah, that happened. Yes, no, it's the exact same thing that happens every day. And shit, it just gonna keep going. A kid gets shot. Teenager gets shot. Why? Well, apparently, the teen was suspected of stealing the truck. Supposedly, teen got shot. The cop fired, and all of the body cameras for the police, all six of them, they kind of missed it. Apparently, all the officers who converged on the scene, they either missed the shots. One was blurred mysteriously. And a fifth and a sixth turned up nothing at all. Yeah, because you know, that's how it goes. Body cameras never work when the police are wrong for killing someone. Wasn't a black kid. Mary Hawks was actually of Caucasian descent. Not that it makes it even more galling or less galling. It's just funny how even with Caucasians, the camera didn't work. They stopped working mysteriously. Or they were oddly blurred. Just, oh, we can't see nothing. Oh, we missed everything that happened. Groundhog Day. If it's suspicious and the cops did it, we don't know what the hell happened. it is amazing. Speaking of amazing, Colin Kaepernick. Some of you know who Colin Kaepernick is.
He was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, a guy who took his team to the Super Bowl and two NFC championship games. All of a sudden, he can't quarterback anymore. He just sucks. Not because he sucks, but they say, well, the argument is that he sucks, right? That's the argument. He just sucks. But there are guys who have been signed. Josh McCown. He over the past three seasons, he is 2-20. The 49ers signed Brian Hoyer, who I remember him in particular watching the game while on vacation. He cost his team a superior team. He threw like six intercepts that day in the playoffs. Matt Barkley, who he sucked so bad that Chicago, who cut their quarterback, Jay Cutler, they let Matt Barkley go too. And he's young. Now, Kaepernick, we know what Kaepernick's problem is. He had the nerve to stand up for poor people. I know people have their druthers about him because apparently standing up for oppressed people against the oppressor is too much. And it just can't be tolerated. And if you don't stand up for the flag, you know, that flag that and the song that has the lyrics, look, you know, obey your slave master, the song that we're supposed to be beholden to, which, and the flag that you're supposed to be beholden to, which, if I'm not mistaken, if you're a Christian, in the commandments, that will be considered idolatry. You will have no foreign objects before me. So, but I'm digressing. Colin Kaepernick can't find a job. Now, of course, your president, Monday, was bragging about a report that said NFL owners weren't picking up the quarterback because they're afraid of sparking a Twitter war with Donald Trump. Because apparently Twitter wars are like the worst thing on earth. Forget war. Twitter war. Like, whatever your feelings are on Kaepernick, he's better than a lot of these guys that have been picked up and they're talking about picking up. But he's not going to get his just due. He's not going to really get picked up because, honestly, he stands for something. I know most people are going to go through their patriotic spiel. Well, he's not a patriot. He didn't stand up for the flag. But, no, I would suggest to you that if you stand for the flag and you sing that song that is clearly about oppression. Yeah, I know. We don't sing the third stanza no more, but it's still in the song. It's still in the song. And if it's still in the song, it was originally in the song. It's like, I'm Mr. F the N-word. I am not for the N-word. It's the intent. So I don't say it, even though people say it's a term of endearment. And I understand other people say it. I don't hate. It's just not for me.
and I feel that way about this song and that in that flag. We can argue the merits. I still can't understand the merits of that argument. I mean, but you can try to sway me. I would encourage anyone to call and try to explain to me why I should care about the oppressor's flag and the oppressor's song. We can have a discourse on it, but it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to affect my opinion. Like Steve Harvey. I can't recall him ever coming out and defending President Obama like he is out here on the front lines for Trump. You know, make you wonder what Trump did to him when they were upstairs. He sprayed some voodoo dust on him. Well, won't be voodoo dust. My bad. Not voodoo dust. It's some other kind of dust. Some super love me dust. The love potion. I don't know. Made him drink it at gunpoint. Cause you know, he came out. Felt like, you know, Snoop Dogg had his video where he was quite frankly shooting Donald Trump. Now, I can agree. I wouldn't necessarily endorse that. But at the same time, as they say, the artistic integrity that he can have. Now, Steve Harvey goes on to say, I'm certain that Snoop doesn't pose a real threat at all, but where we have to be smart about this thing, young brothers, and the people who are the truth tellers, where we have to be smart about is the way that they were bended and twisted. And here's the problem. If we run into the route of if something happens when you do get caught in as the copycat version of the reason that spurred action, because there are some idiot that's sitting at his house that's willing to carry this out, and you don't want to be tied to that. Into which I go back to the Ghetto Boys, mind playing trick, not mine, mind of a lunatic. Oh, where they talk about this is what goes on in the mind of a lunatic, and they proceed to talk about crazy stuff. And people had a discourse behind that. And the argument is, like with Tupac's song and any other song, like, well, if somebody does that, it's that singer's fault. Because they sung that song. Not the person that actually killed somebody. The singer who sung it. Now, if that applied to the Klan or any of these other people, we probably could get some positive results if you took them in. But it only applies to rap artists and people who look like me, not the other people. Put some respect on Donald Trump's name? Probably not. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.